Three more tracks, or three more tunes, from Ian Fraser's wonderful new recording. The recording again is called Gneiss, G-N-E-I-S-S. And the tunes we heard there were Tulloch Castle, The Crack at Craigheig, and Warmer Winds. I just want to read what Ian wrote on the CD covers, because I've never known a musician who's ever mentioned geology in his raison d'etre behind writing pieces of music. He says, I also considered how I might realize musically what we mean by a sense of place, or by considering the landscape and by extension the geology of the three local communities that have hosted the Fish Ross over the last 31 years. From this emerged three distinct sections, Dingwall, Gairloch and Allapool. And as a subtext, the associated bedrock of each community, sandstone, gneiss and schist. And he found out more about Scots geology than he ever knew before. And it's wonderful that he's actually gives or expresses his debt to a man by name of James Hutton, who in the middle of the 18th century, he's still remembered as the father of geology. He was a man who saw different layers of rock where an older rock happened to be lying on top of a younger rock. And he realized that some major events have been taking place geologically over the world, and perhaps the world was a little older than the 9,432 years that people had worked out from the Bible, and hence geology was born. Right, enough blethering on that, and we'll move back to another track from Wolf Loescher.
Oh, as I was a-walking by the Yogi one day, I met Sergeant Carey by chance on my way. He says, Johnny Gallagher, you're a handsome young man, would you come down to the Yogi with me for a dram? Well, we sat in the alehouse just tacking our dram. He says, Johnny Gallagher, would you prove you're a man? Would you list and tack the bounty and come away with me? Far over the ocean, strange places to see. He put a hand in his pocket and a shilling he drew. Tack this, my brave laddie, and ye will never row. It was then I was enlisted, and a bargain it was made, and the ribbons they were brought and put on my cockade. Curse on that sergeant and his lying tongue. A curse on the day that I followed a drum. One nicht in the guardroom and the next in the jail, with a cardboard nor blankets to wrap myself in. Bad luck on my uncle, wherever he may be, for he was the first man that ever ruined me. Had he been an honest man and had learnt me a trade, then I never would have listed nor worn the cockade. No, I never would have listed nor worn the cockade.
Like the pride of Petrovore, Eileen Og and that the darling's name is. Through the barony, her features, they were famous. If we loved her then, well, who was there to blame us for? Wasn't she the pride of Petrovore? But her beauty made us all so shy, not a man could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, sure that's the reason why we're in mourning for the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore.
Friday at the fair of Ballindubber, Eileen met my Braddock little jobber. I'd like to set me mark upon the rubber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovore.
He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath the shawl. Looking big and masterful when she was looking small, most provoking for the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's growing grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrovore. So it went, 'twas in the beginning, Eileen, oh, was bent upon the winning. Big McGrath contentedly was grinning, being courted by the pride of Petrovore. Says he, an old girl could knock you into fits, and at that Eileen she nearly lost her wits. The upshot of the ruction was that now the robber sits with his arm around the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, love, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrovore. Boys, oh boys, with fate it's hard to grapple. Of my eye, 'tis Eileen was the apple. Now to see her walk into the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrovore. Now, boys, this is all I have to say. When you do your court and make you no display, if you want them to run after you, just walk the other way. For they're mostly like the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore.
Irish band Chada, that's spelled T-E-A-D-A, I think that's how it's pronounced, have a brand new CD. I'm not going to try pronouncing the Gaelic name of it, but it's got an English translation, As the Days Brighten. Anyway, the title comes from an old Irish saying, when the darkness of winter is starting to recede and evening skies starting to brighten a little. And older generations spoke of the day stretching by a rooster's step, which is the Irish name for the CD, but As the Days Brighten is the English translation of Chada. What did we hear? We heard Eileen Og, which is one of the many, many songs that were written in the late 19th century by an amazing writer called Percy French. And two guest singers are involved in that track. One is a well-known Irish singer called Seamus Begley from a famous family of singers, but the other might surprise you. It's the actor John C. Reilly, and the two of them are take over the vocals in that song. So Seamus and John C. struck up a friendship in recent years, inspired by their mutual love of the songs and, of course, of County Kerry. So Eileen Og from Chada. Right, one more new CD that came in is from, I believe, a New York-based group, two women by name of Sam and Ash. One's a wonderful mandolinist, and one is a great accordionist. And here's one track from their new CD. It's called The New Yorker Set. Thank you. I don't think I've ever seen a group or a duo comprising a mandolin and accordion, and that song, boy, those two young women are experts on their respective instruments. A piece there called The New Yorker Set from Sam and Ash. Yeah, I think I'll play some more tracks of that in future programs, but right now here's another track from Chadda's new CD. Some great tunes here from them.
Thank you.
I'll interrupt Chiara for just a moment to say thank you for joining us here on KDRP.org for another edition of Across the Pond. And of course, I'll be back next Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock till 5. If you'd like to see the playlist, then you can go on Facebook to Across the Pond with Ed Miller. And I'll be back here next Sunday. Have a great week. Stay cool.
My love to Paris, the city of lovers. And you wanted to sit there and smoke and drink coffee like Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir. And you said you wanted to see beauty, so I sang the most beautiful song that I knew. And I caught a flicker of the girl that I once loved and the woman. I lost you deep in the architecture in a church on the hill of Montmartre. You follow the lines of the Byzantine arches, and I followed you like a lamb to the slaughter. And there in a chapel of solemn adoration were inlaid the divine and the devout. They sat and watched a heathen light a candle, never blow it out. That's enough for today now. Take me back to that smoky old heart and the room that we came to, all of a mile from the Donegal border, where we chatted to strangers and the locals too fond of their porter. Wouldn't be Paris, oh, what more do we need? And we had each other, oh. And we had each other. I know Paris, long ago love was that city in the magazine cover. Like the gods that adorn her halls, Paris only allows you to love her. she'll watch a river of people flowing, pool at her feet in the city. Ah, they'll come for the romance, long for the picture, the image that no lens can find. Ah, she'll love you, she'll leave you behind. Now it wouldn't be Paris. Sure, what more do we need?